There's a couple of very important disagreements in the Rishonim as to the nature of the Isser of Shatness when it comes to Shatness of Begodim. The Gemara in Yevamos and Anita tells us that one of the conditions for a Beged to be Usser al-Kelayim is if the linen and the wool are all shua tava v'noiz together. What is the condition of shua tava v'noiz? So shua pashtus means that it's combed together. Tava is if it's spun together, and noiz is if it's actually woven in the garment together. Rashi holds that there's a big kula going on here in this condition, and that is that in order for the beged to be osur midaraisa, by virtue of the fact that you have wool and linen together in this garment, it has to be that all three stages in the process, wool and linen, were done and were prepared together. For instance, they have to be spun together, they have to be combed together, which was really the first stage before the spinning together. You spin it together and then you weave it together into the garment. When you have all three stages of the development of this garment, when you with wool and linen together, only then is it also midiraisa. However, if let's say it was just woven together in the garment, but the linen thread and the woolen thread were each spun and combed separately and individually, there's no Isser of Shatness in spite of the fact that it was woven together in the Beged. It's not Shatness Deraisa, because in order for it to be Shatness Deraisa, all three stages have to be done together. Shua, Tavi, Vinoiz, all three stages in the development of the Beged that has to be done with wool and linen together. Taisvis is matmiya on the Shita of Rashi, and says Taisvis, according to Rashi, the Gemara doesn't really make sense. The Gemara says that you have tzitzis, and in the tzitzis you have tchilas. Tchilas is wool, and the Gemara is mavur that you're allowed to put tchilas, which is wool, on a garment that's made of linen. And Taisvis says, the Gemara tells us that it's totally in the mitzvah of Asei Deichaloisesei. The Gemara talks about Asei Deichaloisesei, how the mitzvah of Tzitzis overrides the Isser of Kelayim, which clearly teaches us that it's a violation of Shatnes Deiraisa when you have Tcheles that is woven and attached to a garment that's made of linen. Zok Taisvis, according to Rashi, that's not Shatnes Deiraisa, because you only have stage three with wool and linen together. It's only woven together, it's only placed in the garment when they're together, but the first two stages, they're each prepared separately. It wasn't spun together, it wasn't woven together, it wasn't combed together, and therefore, even if it's woven together, that's not enough for it to be Shatnes Deraisa, according to Rashi. So why does the Gemara have to come on to Asei Deichaloisa say in order to be mater the placement of the tcheles in the garment that's made of linen? Zok Taisvis, it must be that Rashi is wrong. And the Gemara, when it says that you need Shua Tove V'noiz, you need to have all three stages in order for there to be an Isser Deraisa of Shatness, the Gemara doesn't mean that you need all three stages to happen together, with the wool and linen together. Rather, what the Gemara means is that each thread, the woolen thread and the linen thread, each have to have undergone all three stages for the Isser to be Chal. But even if it's only woven together after each thread is a fully developed thread, as long as it's woven together, that's an Isser Deraisa of Shatness. The Gemara is just saying that one of the Tanoim, one of the conditions for the Isser of Shatness is that each individual thread, one of linen, one of a wool, they each have to be fully developed individually. Each has to undergo number one, Shua, Tavi, V'noiz, and only then is it applicable the Isser of Shatness when they're woven together in the same garment. And that's pshat why you have to come on to Asei Deichaloisa say when you have a beged of linen that has the placement of tcheles, which is wool, attached to it. Because then, again, it's being woven together, it's being attached together in the garment. And then you have a shiloh of shatnez derais on your hands, and you have to come on to the din of asei dechalaisesi. The Rambam has the most stringent opinion out of all of the Rishonim. The Rambam holds that not only is it shatnez derais if it's woven together, and it had all three stages done to it, albeit individually, says the Rambam, if any stage of its development, they're together, the wool and the linen, that suffices for it to be an Isser Deraisa of Shatnez. For instance, Shua, Tav V'Noiz, means that either Shua or Tav or Noiz, each stage in and of itself is sufficient for there to be a violation of Shatnez Deraisa if wool and linen connect during any stage in its development. That is the shita of the Rambam. So any chibur of linen and wool in the development of the thread is going to be over. It's going to be a violation of the iser deiraisa of shatnez. So this is the first nakuda, the first point of contention between the Rishonim as to how a person can be over on the iser deiraisa of kelayim. How much of the development of the threads needs to be in tandem, the wool and the linen, in order to be over on the Isser Shatnez. There's a very fundamental machlekes Rishonim with respect to another halacha, and that is, if you have a garment, and there's wool and linen in the garment, but they're not connected. For instance, you have, let's say, a shirt, and on one side of the shirt there's wool, there's a couple of woolen threads, and the other side of the shirt, there's a couple of linen threads. They're not actually meeting, and they're not actually interacting, the wool and the linen. Is it a violation of Isser Shatnez Deraisa because lamaisa they're in the same garment? Or do you say that no, in order for it to be Shatnez Deraisa, they have to actually connect and be together. But if they're in the same garment, as it's still not going to be Shatnez since they're not actually connecting with each other and attaching one to the other. So this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rambam is machmir, and the Rosh is mekel. Now, the truth is that Reb Chaim Kanievsky brings down from the Chazon Ish that this shita of the Rosh and the Rash is brought down l'haloch l'maisa with respect to a garment, or let's say a suit, that a person purchases that he's nervous that perhaps in the shoulder pad he has a problem of shatness. In other words, many times, in order to create the cushion for the shoulder pad in, let's say, a suit, or something of that nature, some other garment, what they do is they take fiber that's reprocessed, that means that's old fiber that really wasn't used in a garment, and it's just leftover fiber. So they do is they just pulverize the fiber, and they grind it up, and it's just, you know, basically a mixture of different leftover fibers that weren't used during its original processing. And what they do is they just reprocess the fibers, and they stuff it into, let's say, a shoulder pad in order to give it some cushion. The question is, sometimes there's pieces of linen, sometimes there's pieces of wool. And not always is a person confident that there's no connection of wool and linen in his shoulder pad. Sometimes it's a problem when it comes to the lining of the suit. But the point is that, let's say we have a shoulder pad, and a person is concerned that there's wool and linen that's placed in the shoulder pad, does he have to worry about purchasing such a suit? So says the Chazon Ish, you could be mekel. Why? Based on a svek sveka. There's a double suffix over here. Number one, you're mesupik if bechlal there's wool and linen in your shoulder pad. Not always do they have these particular fibers that are placed in the shoulder pad. And number two, even if you're right that there is wool and linen together, usually they're not going to actually be touching and connecting and coming into contact with each other. And therefore, again, it's going to be tolling the machlokes, the Rambam, the Rosh. And according to the Rosh and other Rishonim, you don't have a problem of shatness because they're not actually in contact with each other. So, said the Chazon Ish, you could be mekel based on the sekseka, and you could purchase the suit, even though you're worried that perhaps there might be fibers of wool and fibers of linen in the shoulder pad. What's the Hezber HaMachlekes? What's the point of contention between the Rambam and the Rosh as to whether Shatnez is Aser only if the wool and the linen actually come into contact while they're in the Beged? Or it's Aser Deraisa even if they're not actually touching each other, they're not actually connecting with each other as long as they are both present in the Beged? So L'chayra, what they're arguing about is a very fundamental chakira that the Paiskim pose when it comes to the Isser of Shatnez. And that is as follows. What's the nature of the Isser of Shatnez? There are two ways how to understand the Isser. Is it an Isser, don't wear a beged that has semer opishtim? Is it a din in the beged that you're not allowed to wear a garment that has wool and linen? And it's not a din in actually wearing the fibers of wool and linen. The nafkamina would be, if let's say you have a garment that has wool and linen fibers in the garment, and they're connected, is there an isser to add more wool and linen to the garment? Or once it's already a beged shatnez, so it doesn't make a difference if you add more wool or more linen. It's already a beged shatnez. You're not even more isurim if you add more wool and linen. So if it's a din in the beged, there's no, it's like a trefa. An animal has a hole in a lung. So if I add a hole to the veshet, to the esophagus, you're not making it more of a trefa. It's already a trefa, and you can't add to that. It's a behemoth, that's a trefa, finished. So the same thing when it comes to this garment. Once there's wool and linen in the garment, it's a garment of shatnez. The isser is a beged, and it's a shatnez. What's the other tzad? The other tzad is that no, it's not an isser on the beged. The isser is don't wear beged, don't wear semer upishtim. Don't wear wool and linen. It's like chelev. And therefore, if I have some chelev in an animal, obviously it's going to be usser until I remove all of the chelev, and you're not allowed to add some chelev to the animal if there's already chelev there, because each sliver of chelev is more of the isser. So the isser is tzemer opishtim. So if I have some tzemer opishtim into the beged, it's going to be usser to add more tzemer opishtim to the beged. It makes it more usser because it's not a din in the beged; it's a din in the actual tzemer opishtim. You know, the weird tzemer opishtim. The Paiskim understand, and this is actually brought down in the Pischi Tshuva, I think this is in Simon Shin Aleph, in Yardaya, where he brings down from the Noidi Bihuda, where he's Toila, the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Rosh, we just mentioned, in the Shaila. And that is, if you hold that it's a din in the Beged, you're not allowed to wear a garment of Shatnez, then even if the wool and the linen are not actually in contact with each other, Lamaisa, you have a Beged of Shatnez. And therefore, you could argue that it's usser in spite of the fact that they're not actually in contact. However, if the vart is that it's only usser to wear a garment of shatnez if the wool and the linen are actually touching each other, and they're actually in contact with each other, then you would assume that the isser is not to wear a garment of shatnez. The isser is to wear tzemer opishtim. And the Mela, the Rosh, holds that if it's not actually connected, you're not actually wearing both tzemer and pishtim, then it's not a violation of the Isser of Shatnez. So the Machlekes, the Ram, the Rosh, is telling you in how you understand the nature of the Isser of Shatnez. Is it a din in the Beged? And therefore, it would be also, even if they're not in contact with each other, the Tzemer and the Pishtim? Or is it a din in the Tzemer of Pishtim, the wearing, the warming yourself up with Tzemer of Pishtim, and therefore, perhaps it's only also if they're actually touching each other and you're gaining Hana from the Levisha of the Tzemer and the Pishtim together. Another nafkamina is a very important machlekes ha-paiskim, and that is a case where a person is, let's say, wearing a robe, and the part that he's actually wearing does not have Tzemer or Pishtim in it. Let's say it's cotton, or some other material, let's say polyester. But it's a robe that hangs on the floor, and the part that's hanging on the floor, but that's not actually being worn by the person, it's not actually draped over the person, it's hanging on the floor, it contains within that part of the beged, semer opishtim. And let's say it's in contact with each other, they're touching each other. Is he over on the isser of shatnez? So this is a big machlekes achronim. Rav Shach, Rav Shimon Shkop, many achronim weigh in on this shaila. Now, l'chayrut should be telling him this machlekes that we said before. If it's a din in the beged, so lemaisa, a part of your beged has shatnas in it. So even though you're not actually draping the semer and the pishtim on you, it's lying on the floor, nonetheless, it's a chilek of the beged that you are draping on you. It's a part of the beged that you are actually wearing and deriving hanoah from, and therefore it's a violation of the iser of shatnas. However, if you hold that the iser is to derive benefit from semer or pishtim, to actually wear semer or pishtim, then the fibers of tzemer u'pishtim are actually on the ground. They're not being worn by you, and therefore perhaps there wouldn't be an iser of shatnas when the tzemer u'pishtim are hanging on the ground. And the truth is that there's a Yerushalmi that seems to weigh in on this, but the machlekes is exactly how to read this Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you have a garment, a chelik of the garment is tzemer u'pishtim, and a chelik is not, and you're wearing the part that's not tzemer u'pishtim, then the halacha is that you're over on the iser of shatnas. So, some achrayim learn kipshutai, that the Rishami is mamish referring to our case. You have a garment, let's say, of polyester, you're wearing it, and the part that's draped on the floor has tzemer u'pishtim in it, and Rishami is saying you're still over. Why? Because lemaisa is in the beged, and the beged that you're wearing has shatnas on it, even though it's not the part that you're actually draping over you. However, others read the Yerushalmi differently, and they say that the Yerushalmi is referring to a case where the tzemer, let's say, you're wearing. However, part of the garment is draped on the ground. It's, let's say, a robe, and part of it's lying on the ground. And on that part, there's, let's say, linen. So when the Yerushalmi says that you're wearing the part of the beged that doesn't have tzemer or pishtim, it doesn't mean that you're wearing the part that's polyester. It means you're not wearing the linen part. You're wearing the tzemer part, the wool part, and the linen part is on the part that's not being worn by you. And that case, Yerushalmi is being machmer and saying that that's a violation of shatnas. However, if let's say both the tzemer and the pishtim are on the floor and you're not being draped over you, and you're only wearing the part that is the polyester part, perhaps the Yerushalmi would be masking that's not an iser of shatnas. So those are the two readings of the Yerushalmi, and the nafka mina is going to be our case. If let's say you have a garment that's polyester or cotton, and the part draped on the floor is the part that has tzemer u'pishtim in it. Now we should mention one final point, and that is that even though midoraisa we have these discussions about what constitutes the wearing of tzemer u'pishtim, midrabbanan it's gepasten shulchan aruch, that if let's say you have your one shirt that you're wearing underneath that's wool and another shirt on top that's linen, the halacha is that it's mutter to wear this mi'ikra din. Why? Because it's possible to remove the shirt underneath without first removing the shirt on top. Why? You just take your arms out of the sleeves, and then you could remove the shirt beneath from the shirt above it without actually first removing the shirt above it, and therefore that's not a violation of shatnas. However, if let's say you have two socks that you're wearing, and one is wool and one is linen, there is a problem of shatnas, albeit midrabbanan in that case, because whenever you have a case where you're wearing two garments, one on top of the other, and one's wool and one's linen, if you cannot remove the one underneath without first removing the one above it, we consider it as being attached, and then you have a problem of shatnas on your hands. In other words, the way how we determine whether or not it's considered two separate garments or one garment is if you're able to remove the bottom one without first removing the top one. If you're able to, let's say the case of the shirt, so it's not a problem, ikra din. And if you cannot, let's say the case of the socks, it is a problem because then we view it as one garment since you're unable to remove the lower one without first removing the top one. So that is the din when it comes to shatnas by garments, wearing a garment of tzemer u'pishtim.